Hello, I'm Hugo Disler from Farming Secrets. We've got the pleasure of having David Davidson on the phone, on the line, and Gerhard Grasser. And this is a teleconference call for our farmers. So welcome all the farmers who are online. And we are going to be talking about predominantly compost teas today. So Gerhard, you might like to introduce yourself as to what services you give to farmers in the area of compost tea, or how you work with farmers. And David, you can come in afterwards and tell us how you work with farmers. Gerhard first.
The work that I do under our business name of Agri Solutions is that we engage farmers to understand how soil microbiology works to their benefit, and then begin to teach some of the practical applications of using composts and compost teas. And we also supply tea manufacturing equipment and create avenues or streams for compost that makes a certain standard so that they can get the benefit of the soil microbiology in their soils. So that's in essence.
David, what do you do as working with farmers?
Thanks, Hugo. I'm a worm farmer, so we need to distinguish between compost and vermicompost. My special interest is in vermicompost and making vermicompost tea, and as well as using it on my own property, I help farmers develop the skills that, providing they've got some form of animal manure on their property, that they can then, with the use of compost worms, make up their own vermicompost. And from that, be in a situation with just two or three double handfuls of vermicompost, they can make enough liquid fertiliser to cover in the vicinity of 4 hectares or 10 acres, depending on your measurements. And we recommend that they apply that possibly 3 to 4 times a year over the first year, and that can gradually be cut back. But as I'm sure Gerhard will also point out, the application of compost teas has to be done in conjunction with good soil management. You just can't throw it on concrete and expect it to work. Looking after the soil below the surface is just as important as what you put on. Over.
Yep.
Gerhard, I think what David just mentioned, there is a thing called vermicompost tea, which is a tea made from compost worms working in a compost heap, and or specially designed compost heap. Now, Gerhard, you work with compost tea, so can you briefly describe how the compost, the compost tea side of things?
And David rightly makes a distinction between vermicompost and normal compost, which is thermophilic compost. They do provide different sets of organisms and different conditions that will benefit the soil. And once you start looking under the microscope at the different sets of organisms, you can understand why that they each do different things. There are pros and cons for each of them. But at the end of the day, with our compost tea brewing, what we do is we work at what we call actively aerated compost tea. It's not just dipping a material into a bucket of water and saying, here's our tea, but making sure that we create the right conditions so that bad microorganisms cannot proliferate. Whereas David, I'm sure, will talk about the vermicompost tea that he makes and how the bad microorganisms are not such a big concern because of how the worms will produce the vermicompost. At the end of the day, it's really about making that distinction and being aware that we don't brew up some of the pathogens that can affect set our growing system backwards, and being aware of the differences between those two processes.
Now Gerhard, you've been studying and had tuition and worked in with the Soil Food Web people. So you have got your own microscope, and so what are some of the results you get out in the field?
What are some of the results the farmers are getting? Yeah, in essence, the farmers are finding that even mechanical aeration may not be necessary if you've got the right sort of organisms. And as David so rightly pointed out, the right management system above the soil as well. And part of that management system is looking at irrigation, or the timing of application of seeds if irrigation is not an option, and making sure that the peas are applied and the management options are done correctly, conversant with the season as it stands at the time. In Australia this year, and along the eastern seaboard, we've had an exceptionally wet season, so there's been lots of opportunities to get optimum microbiological activity happening in the soils and on the plant foliage for that matter as well. So, yeah, a lot of the benefits of the microorganisms and the power that they wield and the number that they have, which is just incomprehensible when you start looking under the microscope and you've got two drops of liquid there that we're testing as a pea, and then finding that you've got thousands of organisms in just two drops, and you magnify that and multiply that out into the environment, and it's beyond our comprehension until we actually look under the microscope. So the power of those microorganisms is something that can be harnessed by every soil manager, and really that's where the future of farming is going, because just running at chemistry or the standard methods that we've used over the last three or four decades, they've run their natural course. And I guess that's where the work of David and ourselves is sort of starting to show the benefits to growers who know that there's more to be got.
Yeah. David, you work with vermicompost tea. Can you give an example of what has happened out in the field with farmers using your vermicompost tea?
Yes, well, I guess one of the major benefits is that we're not applying any chemicals to the soil, which then get into the food chain. I think most people are aware of the growing amount of medical issues developing in our society as a result of the overuse of chemicals. So any system that reduces the amount of chemicals in our environment has to be a good thing. But what we're finding is that it's an extremely inexpensive way of being able to get better production out of the soil. We've found with just using the vermicompost tea that there's been a significant increase in the amount of available nutrients such as calcium, phosphorus and all the others. So instead of having to go and bring in these nutrients in a bag, and that's quite expensive prices for a little bit extra effort and a bit of extra manpower and knowledge, you can actually release a lot of the nutrients that are already in the soil. I just recently came across the statistic that our own CSIRO have estimated that in Australia there's over $10 billion worth of phosphorus locked up in our soil as a result of the farming methods that we have been using. That's an incredible amount of wasted money. And the teas, whether it's compost tea or vermicompost tea, allows the microbes to get into the soil and release that phosphorus. And so the benefits are enormous. Over.
David, when you talk in terms of releasing nutrients, is that sort of nutrients have been sitting there for some time, or is that sort of nutrients that have been put on like last year or just more recently? So how do you sort of see that?
Well, the answer is I think it's both, and it's still, I think we need to preface any of our answers here by saying this is a relatively new field. When you look at agriculture in general, mankind has been doing some sort of agriculture for 10 or 12,000 years, and it's only in the last 150 of those that we've started using chemicals. So we're really, and now that we're starting to move away from chemicals, we're on a big learning curve. But my understanding, as well as being able to make available the nutrients that may have been placed there through superphosphate, DAP or MAP or whatever, the other issue is that within the rock bed, on the crust of the planet, there's a minimum of 7 kilometres of rock that was once gases and has cooled down to be rock, and they contain an enormous amount of minerals. And once again, Mother Nature has provided the soil microbes, and there's, as Gerhard said, there's thousands, if not millions, of different varieties. They have the ability to basically transmute that minerals from the rock into a form that's available for the plant. So the compost teas can do both. They can help access locked nutrients that are put there, but they can also access nutrients that Mother Nature has provided for us in the first place. Over.